Welcome to Giants Online, driven by the Hestoy Truck. This is our online segment. We get a couple beat writers in to talk about the Giants. Joining us this week, we have Kimberly Jones from NFL Network and Paul Schwartz from the New York Post. So I mentioned Odell Beckham Jr. and the stats, 10 touchdowns against the division. You feel they need to get the ball to him even more, don't you?
Well, is 8 targets enough when he's your best playmaker and, you know, you're going to go down with a pick six and with fumbles by everyone else on the team? I don't think so. And the stats bear that out. When he is targeted at least 10 times, he averages 130 receiving yards and just over a touchdown a game. He has also drawn the second amount of penalties by a receiver since 16. He started in the league. 16.
Third most yards, 215.
Yes, and 15 of the 16 were first downs. He is productive, and he's a nightmare for defenses. I do think the Giants do the defense a favor when they just stop looking his way.
How much, though, do you chalk that up to he wasn't 100% last week?
Well, he played 66 of the 68 snaps. So, you know, I'm not going to say he was absolutely 100% as fresh and as frisky at the end of the game as he was in the beginning. But, I mean, 8 targets, not good enough. But one in the second half is what I think we're all really upset with. First half, he had 7 catches. He had a touchdown. Mm-hmm. Great. You know, you can't throw to him every play. To me, that is an issue. The issue is, I think, more so than Odell is Reuben Randall. Okay, that he has to take up some of that slack. If you want to believe the Giants, that we tried to get the ball to Odell, we couldn't. There's a man over the top. This thing's going on there. Fine. Sometimes you got to force it. If you don't force it, Reuben Randall's got to be that option, and he just wasn't. Now, I know he wasn't on the field a lot in the second half with his own hamstring. You know, everyone's got to rise it up a little bit. Odell can't do it by himself.
But, I mean, how much can you really threaten the opposition if Randall's not, you know, playing or producing? And then you're asking Dwayne Harris, Miles White, Larry Donnell to be other options. Those are guys that can be covered, and then you can double cover Odell.
Well, they're better options if Beckham's at least in the mix and getting some targets. When you don't have to think about Beckham, I mean, Nolan Carroll, right or wrong, said after the game, we didn't change anything. Eli stopped looking his way. That's pretty damning.
Well, they stopped looking his way because the Giants stopped protecting.
Understood.
Which was another thing, which leads us to Eric Flowers and the rookie, obviously at left tackle, and a guy that he's going to get an even tougher test this week.
Look, Eric Flowers is terrific. You know, when the offensive line was first being formulated, you say, well, I'm worried about Eric Flowers. They wanted him at right tackle. Will Beattie gets hurt. He has to move to left tackle. That's a tough position as a rookie. He's been the least of their problems. And I liked it in this game. He was the one in the faces of the veteran offensive lineman. Let's go, let's go. He was asked in the locker room this week, well, why did you speak up? And he said, because I want to win. I mean, he's got a fire to him. The left side of the line is better than the right side of the line. I don't think Richburg had a great game, but, you know, he's got to go against Greg Hardy this week, and that's a tough matchup. I think Flowers can handle it, but, you know, we all remember Hardy from what, last year? When he played for the Panthers, and he devastated the Giants. So we you know, Flowers has to be better, but he's been good. But the whole offensive line, as you said, they were really reverted back.
Well, and they really had enjoyed, to some degree, kind of proving wrong the idea that they were the worst offensive line in the league. And they hadn't been. Monday night, they might have given it a run for its money, though. And I think they knew it. They said, Richburg said that on the sideline, as Sam Bradford's kneeling for that last minute of the game, they're talking about how this can't happen again and everything else. Listen, they're saying the right things, but they've got to do them Sunday.
Well, that's the big question here, too, is do they have enough talent? With Beattie out right now, not having their full complement, and having to start Newhouse and Schwartz on the right side, is it good enough? Because you see this all the time in the NFL, right? Guys come into the league, first couple weeks of the season, wow, I didn't realize that guy, and people are putting up numbers, and all of a sudden there's 4 or 5 games of tape for the opposition to figure out what the exact weaknesses are.
But look, it's not like the offensive line's been devastated by injuries. You know, Beattie going out was a problem, but that happened way back in the offseason. They had time to figure this out. Jeff Schwartz is the guy they signed to be a starting guard. Newhouse, I grant you, he was a guy signed to be a swing tackle, but he's started in the league. You know, he's had some issues at right tackle, but Richburg's a second-round pick. Pugh is a first-round pick. Flowers is a first-round pick. It's not like they got a bunch of guys out there off the street. This is the line for better or worse. Beattie might be back in 2-3 weeks. That's fine, but this is the line. It's not a great line, but they got to be better than they were the other
night. Well, an offensive line is one place that talent, to me, isn't the deciding factor. When the Giants brought in Richie Soibert, was anyone, like, lauding his unbelievable talent? No. He had grit, he had want to, and he had an incredible work ethic. And he was part of a terrific offensive line. They're not all going to be first-round picks. As it is, as Paul said, two of the five are.
Yeah.
They better have enough talent.
We're going to find out. They get a big test on Sunday. All right, your prediction for this game.
Because they have to win and should have won in Dallas, Giants 28, Dallas 24.
It's going to be close. They're all close.
Well, I would hate to go against my esteemed colleague here. I think it will be close. I think the Giants come out on the wrong end of a field goal game. Matt Cassel, I think, will be an upgrade from Brandon Whedon. I really do. And that will help the Cowboys. 27-24.
There you have it. Ooh. Kim, Paul, appreciate the time.
Thank you.